Hello, boys and ghouls.
Boys and girls.
You're listening to the world's number one horror comedy podcast.
Don't forget, not just our world.
Every world ever. This is the galaxy's number one horror comedy.
Tatooine. Hoth.
Keep going, Betsy.
Galaxicon.
The one that
six.
Yoda's from.
Dagobah.
Dagobah. The Dagobah system.
It would floor me if you listed every planet in the Star Wars galaxy. I would be so impressed.
What's Ladies the and- big city one? That's a fun one.
Alderaan?
All a city.
I have no idea. Because this isn't horny for Star Wars. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Horny for
Hell
Horror.
Yeah. Woo! Hosted by three legit horror heads, dude. We just talk about everything horror-wise. It's our favorite genre. We just talk about movies, interviews, ghost stories, anything and everything, spooky debates.
That's true. We scream at each other about horror, and you can scream at us by reaching out to us on Twitter and Instagram.
And coincidentally, our email address is scream@us@hornyforhorror. It legitimately is.
I love
Feel
that.
Feel free to send us an email.
I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do something every week. Last week, we gave you part one of Horny Bowl 2.
Ooh, yeah.
It was exciting. It was mind-blowing. We couldn't fucking believe it.
What a good first half of the Horny Bowl.
Undeniably the greatest entertainment ever put to audio.
Yeah. Ever put to audio.
And we really got into it this time. You know, like maybe in the first Horny Bowl, we were a bit more.
We were polite.
In this one, I think we're letting all of our drawers down, showing each other our buttholes.
We're all wearing those PJs with a little butt flap.
Yeah.
We've undone the butt flap. We're hanging out exposed.
We are ready to rail each other.
We're ready to rail because we care, guys. We care so much about who wins this Horny Bowl because we are the judges for you.
Yeah.
We are the people's judges, to use a phrase I invented in The Rock, borrowed for a while.
Yeah.
We are the people's judges.
Yeah.
So that's why we're here. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to open the doors back to the stadium. It is the tail end of the Horny Bowl 2 halftime spectacle with music by the Vanga Boys.
Yes, we forced them to perform for 8.5 hours.
Kidnapped them, forced them to perform.
But we gave them sweet snacks.
Octavia Spencer's reading, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, while fireworks went off around her.
So long.
Taking her so long. She keeps
saying, like, wait, what? And, like, going back a couple pages.
Totally.
To, like,
totally.
See what she missed and then going
wait,
back.
Wait, what?
Well, because, like, when she does something, she fully absorbs it.
Yeah. And also, in her defense, there are an insane amount of fireworks going off on and around her.
Yes.
Oh, her suit has all those spinning, like, sparklers on it.
Yeah.
She looks amazing.
Like, multiple copies of If You Give a Mouse a Cookie have lit on fire.
Caught fire.
And so, I blame Pinchy the Killbot, because after he lost so early on, we kind of said, would you mind helping us with the fireworks display?
Give us some of those laser shooting, because they're the perfect 80s color.
And we thought he was going to do great, but then he got struck by lightning.
And he turned evil.
I'm just now realizing, if you have not listened to last week's episode, this all sounds like insanity.
Right.
Go back. Listen
Go
to last
back.
Week's episode.
You have to.
Be caught up. This is part two, you dingus.
It makes no... You dingo.
You dingo. Dingle bong.
Oi, someone say dingo?
No.
No.
Thank you for the hairspray.
Oi, tastes good.
It tastes really good on our tongues.
So now we're all caught up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to push open the doors to the stadium. It's the tail end of the halftime special, and we're going to get right into our next bracket. Here we go into Horny Bowl 2 for winter 2017.
Boom, 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 boom. I want you in my room. And spend the night together
forever. Let us escape.
They're very tired. These Vanga Boys are very tired.
Sweet snacks. We want to escape.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
We heard none of what you read over the music and explosions.
And you are covered in burns.
And a little glitter.
Huge fans. We'll never forget this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
We are back.
Welcome back.
I'm Dylan.
Yeah.
I'm the old one.
I'm Brenda.
Brenda. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back into the Horny Bowl.
They say.
We waste no time. We dive into the fray once again. Ladies and gentlemen, we're giving you one of the fiercest matchups in Horny Bowl history.
Yeah.
We have the monsters from The Descent.
Wow.
Up against Mama. So let's get right into it.
Mama. Holy shit. This one is going to be very tough. Both make me very horny.
Yeah.
For similar reasons and different reasons.
Yeah.
Where to begin? Let's start with those descent monsters.
They're blind as hell.
Holy shit, son of a bitch. Blind as hell, but can hear, can smell, can taste. Probably.
Ooh. Yeah.
Insanely. Yeah. Their other senses are heightened beyond belief.
They're a bunch of daredevils.
They're
like
cut.
The hero
Good
daredevil.
God. Oh, yeah.
With heightened senses. And they're cut as hell.
Cut up. Rock climbers. And rock climbers have insane bodies.
Yeah.
Just pure muscle.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Awesome.
They're hot.
They're hot?
They're hot.
They're really hot. Like, all you have to do is, like, honestly, put some fucking sunglasses over them to cover up their little, like, eye dents, and you've got a hunk.
Yeah. And Adam, do you find the female ones just, like, do you find their musculature just as sexy, or?
Oh, yeah, I love power.
I just want to check
like,
in.
She takes good care of herself.
Yeah.
That's admirable, because I know how hard it is, and this is, like, a very powerful, confident cave woman.
Yes.
Which is very attractive.
Yes. Yeah, that is attractive.
It goes both ways.
And I'd like to imagine, since we're on this, they're kind of like lions where the women rule the roost.
Run the show. I like that. I like that.
Well, I'm going to say that. We never saw it, but it felt like in the world of the descent, wouldn't that make sense?
Well, they
because
were the ones
such
that were
a powerful.
They were protective of their blood pool, if I remember correctly.
Yes, yeah, they were. They love that blood pool.
And they have a pool.
Good God.
Sex, having a pool is hot.
Yeah. It's fucking hot. I mean, that is, it's blood.
Yeah.
Which already pools gross me out, let alone a pool of blood.
Sure.
But, I mean, if I, you know, I could.
Could you get used to it?
I think I could. It would take years and years.
Here's another con. You imagine the drive home. Or I should say the descent home. That's a long commute.
How do you get out of there?
I mean...
And imagine, like, quickly. And
no.
You have to pre-plan hours before
hours.
Your event.
Yeah.
Like, let's say
to
that
get there.
Me and the descent monster want to go see Coco.
Uh-huh.
We've got to leave, like, 6 hours early because we've got to climb out of a... I mean, granted, they could probably carry me out, but that's still a six-hour wait.
But still, yeah, because that cave is far away from everything else.
And
no
when you
Wi-Fi.
Get to Coco, he's like, what's happening? What's happening?
Yeah.
How about now?
And you're like, I can't describe to you the beautiful colors in Coco.
The fucking thing would blind him even further.
Oh, of course, because that's too bright.
That movie hurt my eyes, and I have perfect vision.
Sure.
Now imagine I'm some little cave weirdo.
Sure.
That's true. So you couldn't take him to go see Coco. Big old bummer, dude.
So the pro is they're very ripped. They're very like, they would be great in the
They
sack.
Would protect you. Mm-hmm.
They would protect you.
Fuck the shit out of you.
The
Jesus Christ.
The con in a blood pool. The cons are they couldn't see Coco.
They can't see Coco.
And when you're crying, they're like, why are you crying?
Why are you crying?
All that's happening is pretty music is playing. And you're like, no, there's a thing happening to the pretty music.
They just put up a picture.
A picture. Oh.
Someone you didn't. you knew it was going to happen, but still you didn't want to see it.
Yeah.
I love
it. God.
And Coco. They would be the shithead in the theater. They'd be like, hey, why are you crying? And it's like, because I'm watching something emotional.
But they would say it really loud because they just cannot control the volume of their voice.
And having trouble.
Their voice naturally has a ton of reverb on it because they're used to echoes.
Because they communicate with echoes. So you got to remember that. They have kind of a sonar way of fucking around, getting around
jealous.
And stuff.
They're a bit jealous.
So, I think so.
Could be a turn on, but could be a negative.
Rock hard physiques on a pool, kind of irritating.
Yeah.
Let's see who they're up against.
Well, they're up against Mama. Vittoria
Mama.
They're up against Mama. And Mama, as you know, is also has some...
She's jealous.
She's territorial, as
she's
we said
territorial.
Before. She's jealous, is possessive. Her spine is more of a like a child's spinny slide than more of a traditional spine.
Her spine is insane.
Yeah.
Her body is... pretty scary.
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
And pretty terrifying.
She makes a broomstick look curvy. Do you know what I mean? She's real up and down.
Real up and down all over. She likes to crawl around all, like, up your walls, at you,
she has
on your ceiling.
Some wildly long arms.
Very long arms. Very long fingers.
Gross.
Including nails,
and
Mono.
Doesn't she make like bug holes in your wall? Doesn't she like make gross?
She loves moths. Moths are everywhere. Ugh. So you would have moths when, which I guess is also a plus. You would know where she is. I'll say a bummer. She only wants you to eat cherries.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
That's rude.
And I feel that can't be good for you.
No, it's not. No. You're not. Your
teeth, would you get like scurvy?
No, you wouldn't get scurvy because there is still some vitamin C in cherries. Okay. But you would probably have a severe iron deficiency.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
And if you have too much vitamin C, that really fucks up your stomach.
Oh, yeah. It's bad, too.
So that would be tough. Good things, though.
Uh-huh.
She could fly you.
Yeah.
She's pretty good with feral children.
Yeah.
You know, I think
she's
at
very
first,
protective of the family.
Which is wonderful.
That's really wonderful.
That's really nice to have somebody very protective. But is it, let's get a gun, I'm going to shoot whoever comes into the house kind of protective? It feels like that, but even more supernatural.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
What?
She does this really funny thing where she's like a wig on the floor.
Yeah. Mm.
She does this really funny joke where she's like
that
a wig floating on the floor.
That was very funny.
That was
Do you remember that part?
Yeah.
Where she's a little wig chasing Jessica Chastain and the kids.
Here's the thing.
I'm punk.
Oh, leave a message. Fuck off.
Oh boy.
So like if I was watching TV and like let's say I'm dating Mama cooking over there, and I'm watching TV and I hear that sound, I'm like, Mama, what are you up to? And I look and in the hallway I just see a wig shoot from one room to another. I'm gonna laugh.
Sure.
Like it would be funny to me every time.
Wait, and I'll say I feel descent monsters don't really have a sense of humor.
No.
Uh-huh.
We haven't seen a sense of humor from them, whereas Mama's got some wig humor,
and I like
which
her.
Is very,
very
good
funny.
Humor.
She could do a lot of like long arm bits.
Oh, yeah.
Where she like sits on a couch and her beer's on the counter far away, and she stretches her long arm out, but it still can't reach it, and she's like, oh, not long enough. Like, that would make me laugh.
That's very funny.
Also,
very funny.
She could do a hell of a reach around.
Oh.
Yeah, she could.
She could reach anything. In any position.
That's pretty hot. You know, she's very flexy and bendy, and she seems to own her sexuality.
She always looks like she's underwater, which is pretty rad. I think she, you know what, and I'll say this, I think she would enjoy Coco. She likes family.
She loves family.
Oh, that's
she would really enjoy Coco.
She would connect with the story of Disney Pixar's Coco.
Yeah. Mama, let's see what else.
My God,
There's some cons, though.
There's a lot of cons.
Yeah.
We
started by listing all her flaws.
Yes.
Her physical flaws.
Of course. But she also wants to take children to the afterlife.
Yeah. Which is a bummer.
It's a big bummer.
And also, like, I mean, guys, let's be honest. This is the horny bowl. I don't want to think about kids. And I feel like Mama's going to push for kids.
Mama's totally. Yeah. And, like, if you were to take her to, like, your family's stuff where you have nieces and nephews, she's gonna want to take them to the afterlife,
right?
And I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah,
I bring up this question a lot, but like, she's not evil, she's insane, which is a little bit harder because she would like the light bill's here, let's eat the floor.
Yeah,
like, what? Like, Mama, what are you talking about? You just did a funny wig bit. What do you mean the light?
Yeah,
bill?
Mama, go play with some moths.
Yeah,
let's chill out. Whereas it feels like descent monsters are just survivalists. They're just trying to survive, you know? And if somebody comes in their cave that they can get a lot of good protein from and stuff, you know?
I know who I'm going to pick.
I think we got a vote.
I think I know who I'm going to pick.
I'm not going to change no matter what.
This is tough.
This is
Coco
a really
tough might be
one.
A determining thing for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to vote with my dick.
Vote with your dick.
Which is really unfortunate, but I'm just trying to be transparent with you guys. I'm voting descent monsters personally.
Okay.
I'm happy with whatever happens, but I think they would fuck me clear. They would fuck me across the room.
Clear.
Like you would be a Scientologist with no teeth.
Or it's like
going clear, coming
like,
clear.
You just like DMT style see like 1,000 years ahead.
Yes.
You're like, whoa, I've seen it.
I think I would swallow my eyes and they would come up my mouth Beetlejuice style. That's how hard I would.
Whoa.
I would come. So I'm going to send monsters, but I'm happy whatever happens.
I know. This is tough.
Yeah.
You know, I think the cons are more extreme with Mama for me.
Yeah.
Even though I think she would like Coco. I think I'm going to have to go with the scent monsters also.
Because
I also feel there could
dick?
Be a good... I'm thinking with your dick, Mono.
Good.
Because I want to see you get fucked clear.
Hell yeah. Release that tape.
And I also feel that we could be a little bit more independent with the descent monsters, where I feel Mama is always going to be around waiting for you or whatever, whether you know it or not. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go descent monsters as well.
Adam, we have to know.
Here's the thing.
They're ripped.
I had my mind made up. It was 100% for one of the competitors.
Yeah.
100%.
From day one?
Unshakable. I was ready to go.
Okay.
And then I heard a very passionate argument from Betsy.
Aww.
And I'm flipping from Mama to Descent Monster.
Oh! What was the turning point?
Kind of independence thing of like not being so like wrapped up in me. Have your own thing.
Yeah.
Because like
please.
You said about like the buff female Descent Monster is like, yeah, she works out. She takes care of herself. She rock climbs. She has fun.
Oh, I like that.
I like her independence.
And I would like to think they understand that I don't want to go to the cave all the time.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend 8 hours or, you know, however long getting
sure.
there. I don't want to have to use ropes a lot if I don't have to.
And that would be nice to be like, I'm going to go watch Coco, hang out in the blood pool.
Yes, have fun in the
and
blood pool.
And we have a separate time.
I'll see you soon.
I love that.
Get a Bud Light Lime. Get inside that blood pool.
You hang out
with your buddies.
Ooh, that Limerita does taste good, Descent Monster.
I love powerful, independent women. And so I'm going with Descent Monsters.
All right.
All right. Yay. We did it. Descent Monsters.
That felt good.
That felt really good.
It felt good to get that out.
It felt really good to talk about Mama and the Descent Monsters. Mm. Bummed about Coco, but also whatever.
A piece of chicken?
Oh,
piece
yes.
of chicken?
Oh, I'll have some.
Here, I
piece of chicken.
Don't eat chicken, but I will hold it since Pioneer Chicken was kind enough to.
Pioneer Chicken. Now, this is one of their new Pioneer flavors.
That is unclucking believable.
Yeah. This is a flavor called Dusty Sage.
Well, cluck my hole. This is some good chicken.
Uh-oh. Horsey the horse.
Horsey the horse.
Eat my new chicken.
You okay, Horsey?
Okay.
My throat full of dust.
Wow. Is it true that this Dusty Sage chicken is made with two secret ingredients?
Yes.
Dust.
And sage?
And sage.
Ooh, it's a secret.
It's a secret.
It's like the Bush's beans dog. It's Horsey Horse.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Bye, Horsey.
Bye, Horsey. Thanks for stopping by the Horny Bowl.
This goes good with some RC Cola.
Folks, our sponsors have been way too kind. They gave us $17 billion to promote, and so we're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
We sold out hard.
Here's the thing, though.
We have to.
We sold out so hard. We lost our minds, but that's a good thing because I don't think mentally I can handle how cool this next lineup is. This one's insane.
This one's wild.
This one is pure. I'm so excited. Let's do it.
The battle of the high school students.
I love this. This is so great.
Billy Loomis
God.
Going up against Carrie.
Ooh.
Oh,
so let's fill in Billy Loomis for the listeners.
Okay. Billy Loomis. Now, Billy Loomis is the son of... Well, that's not important yet. That's not important until part two. But he is Sydney Prescott's boyfriend, Billy Loomis. Now, he spends the majority of the film being by her side, at times seeming suspicious, but ultimately being by her side every step of the way. And they even get intimate together. He gets intimate with Sydney.
Yeah, they do.
Till the very end, we find out he's been working with the very unsubtle... What's his name?
Matthew Lillard.
And they've been killing people because he's jealous.
I'm fucking dying, man.
Of Sydney's mom. He's jealous of Sydney's mom because he believes Sydney's mom broke apart the marriage with his parents.
Yes. And he's a huge horror film fan.
Yes.
And so then it kind of just doesn't get the reality of what's fiction and what's not almost too.
Uh-huh.
He's fucking hot.
He's hot.
Yep. He's goddamn hunky.
He's sinewy.
He's a huge fan of the Halloween film series, which is great because he has the same last name as one of
the
main characters.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks like a hot cartoon rabbit.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like a fucking hot cartoon rabbit.
Totally.
Yeah.
Which I'm into.
Like Buster Bunny grew up and was hot.
Oh, my God, yes.
He looks like he's kind of, like, slightly covered with a thin layer of, like, time travel goo, but it's sexy for some reason.
Sexy time travel goo.
So now you know who Billy Lewis is, yes. What he looks like.
What he looks like. Okay, so
pros.
Pros.
I'll say a pro is he loves horror movies.
That's good.
A great thing that we can all bond over and have fun watching and stuff and talking about and everything.
Uh-huh.
To be like a cool, good-looking dude who's like legit down for horror like that is really, really cool.
It's really awesome.
I wish I would have had a friend in high school that was like that. It's like no one watched him but me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's organized. To put together this master murder plan.
Fantastic.
Very
organized. High school boy to be this organized. Yeah. Insane.
It's pretty clear that he was like leading the charge too. I don't trust Matthew Lillard with administrative tasks.
No. That is really awesome that he was so organized.
Yeah.
And like threw people off for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And not only just him, but the fact that he's smart enough that he and his buddy were able to like fool all their friend group. Like they've known him for this long and to do it is like, oh, that shows a lot of dedication and thought.
Sure.
Also a good friend to be able to like pull that off with somebody else.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
This is neither a pro nor a con, but I'm going to go ahead and assume that he's the one who traps Rose McGowan in the garage doggy door.
I think so. What a wild death.
What a wild death.
Creative. Just in the moment creative, which is, I love that.
He's fast. He's good on his feet.
Yes. I bet he's very good at improv.
He would be very good.
Probably turns everything into something kind of scary and upsetting, but hey, man. You have a voice.
Here's the thing is I think doing improv, he would do it as Ghostface.
Ah.
And I think all his moves would be spot on support moves.
Right.
They're like very funny. A lot of physical comedy and very spot on walk ons.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. He knows how to follow rules. He loves the rules of horror movies. So when you tell him you can't kill your scene partner, he listens. Yeah.
Yes.
He listens.
Yes. 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 Yes.
He's funny.
Funny.
He's got a good sense of humor.
He is funny. God, and those are just like fox eyes, those little evil fox eyes. They're pretty dreamy.
Yeah.
So
I'll take cons.
There's some cons. He's fucking crazy.
He's really very crazy. Very kooky.
He makes some pretty big logic leaps.
Yeah. Yeah, he wouldn't be fun at a restaurant. You know what I mean? Like, you know he would be weird to the waiter or waitress.
Yeah.
He just would be weird. Like, you would sit down and he'd be like, I'd like a sample of today's soup. Like, before you even order, he'd ask for a sample of the soup.
And then he would look the waiter dead in the eyes and just pour it out.
Yeah.
Like, onto the floor.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yes.
To me, it's like, where I feel like a lot of times with him, I'd be like, hey, are you okay?
Uh-huh.
Are you okay? And he'd be like, yeah, I'm fine. I go, no, there's something going on. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Which is frustrating. I don't want to, like, wonder where someone's head is.
No, yeah.
Especially if we're trying to be horny with them in the horny bowl. I don't want to, like, think, where are you at right now?
Yeah. No. I want to just be having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, he's a lunatic.
He's a lunatic.
Yeah.
Big old bummer.
Murdered all our friends.
Yeah.
Murdered a bunch of people.
It's like for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't need to do that.
No.
Come on, bro.
You didn't have to kill Drew Barrymore so soon.
His sex with him would be very aggressive.
It would be wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes over the line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a bummer. But then sometimes fucking fun.
Yeah.
He's tough. He's swinging both ways. Like, either very fun or very horrifying.
Yeah, you wouldn't know which, if you were going to get
Jekyll or Hyde. Nice,
anytime you, we're going to put Jekyll and Hyde in this.
Yeah.
Ooh, he'd be a great horny bull contestant.
That would be a good one. That's a lot of,
he'd go far.
He would go very far.
Yeah, he would go good.
Maybe next time.
But he's not going up against Jekyll and Hyde.
He's going up against Carrie. What's Carrie's last name? From the original
Carrie. White.
Carrie White.
From the original. What if I was like, no. The remake.
Chloe Moretz.
Grace Moretz. Big Chloe fan.
We are talking the real Carrie.
The real Carrie.
Carrie is a very sympathetic character.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say more sympathetic than Billy
off the bat. Way more.
They both have crazy mothers.
Yep.
But you really see Carrie get a little suffocated by her crazy mom.
She can't control her thing, but also I guess he can't either because he's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tough, but like I feel more sympathetic of like she's just learning, like, wait, I have this power.
Yeah,
holy shit.
I'll say, like, in her defense, she's wronged and acts on that.
Yeah.
Like you see her directly wronged and affected versus like,
and she just happens to have an insane extreme power then starts fires and shit.
Right.
Whereas like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, really, man. Tough.
So that to me was like, here's what makes her attractive. So yeah, she is, would very much be enamored in you and with you, and very loyal.
Sure.
Loving.
She's sweet.
Only uses that power if wronged severely. Like severely wronged.
You
like
think she has a good,
until she was pushed to the absolute limit.
That's true.
It's like she didn't use her power on her abusive mother.
I know.
She would affect the room, but she
would like shake
her.
Some stuff off, and the mom would be like, whoa,
get
but
in the
she
closet.
Never, she never
hurt her.
That's good, because that was gonna be one of my questions. Like, at Thanksgiving, is she going to get weird when like your aunt says something questionable? You think no. You think she'll be like, okay, I'm gonna let go of that weird thing.
She would tip her Diet Coke onto her lap.
Yeah, or like make her like pants fall down.
Oh, my aunt deserves that.
She'd make her moo-moo lift up. God.
If she did funny pranks, I'd be even...
And see, I bet we could talk her into it.
Yeah.
Of being like, hey, why don't you like just put your anger, whatever, towards funny stuff?
Yes.
Make it, do a funny thing.
We're kind of forgetting, too, that there was another Carrie in the middle. There was a Carrie in the 90s as well as the new one. And the reason I remember is because...
Carrie the Rage.
Yes.
I only remember that she's like in one scene of the movie, she says she's a fan of garbage, and I was like,
pretty cool.
Yeah, I like
that's
Carrie.
Pretty rad.
She meant trash, though. She's like a fan of literal garbage.
I just love that makes garbage. Sense.
She was crunching.
So many people's secrets are in there.
She is crunching on a fruit by the foot wrapper in that scene. Okay, so Carrie.
So here's the other thing, though.
Yeah.
On that, like loyal and loving, I feel like she would get too starry eyed.
Uh huh.
I feel
that
like
could
that's
be bad.
She
like,
falls fast. You're
yeah,
saying.
Fast and hard. Where it's like, you love me. I thought it was just
yeah,
us forever.
Yeah, she jumps to it quick, like third time hanging out, being like, I love you.
Yeah, oof.
And
first
you're just
time
like, wait,
out.
What?
Yeah.
Just because I've been nice to you?
Hey, we've kind of talked before. We should get a drink sometime. I love you.
I also feel it's a lot of like, if you take on that, you would be a fixer for a long time. Or, you know, it would be a lot of just like, wait, your mom never told you about anything. Like puberty. Anything.
Yeah.
Oh shit, now I have to do that?
Yeah.
Like now I'm taking on that role as kind of a parent because you never got it. That's tough.
Here's a pro though. Telekinetic.
Very fun.
And you can have a lot of fun with that.
Very fun.
That's a free night of fun. Just
that's
like let's go.
So fun. Let's go to like the
city Grove
dump. Let's go to the Grove and
prank
throw
people
into the fountain.
Yes. Yes.
And make their pants drop.
And
that was so weird because in stereo to my left, Betsy said the dump, the city dump, and Mana said the Grove, but my brain heard the same word. Yeah, I was
roasted.
I was thinking like Dave and Buster's, where it's like make the
could
ball
win
go in
so
the,
many
you'd get
tickets.
Every,
okay, wow,
we're going to Dave and Buster's. Okay,
big.
I have my choice.
I have my
choice.
Okay,
I hate
that
to
Dave
be so transparent, but that got me.
Carrie.
Yeah.
Carrie is otherworldly.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And she is like, just a hurt. Like, you could help her. You could make her use those powers in a good way, where I feel Billy Loomis, he's toast.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Loomis. Yeah, same diff.
He's toast. You think that's in honor of...
Yeah.
Loomis?
I think so.
100%.
Yeah.
Because she has Halloween on at the end of the movie
of
when
course.
He comes in.
Yeah, okay.
Is it Dr. Loomis?
Stupid
Loomis?
Question, Betsy. Stupid.
Stupid.
All our fans.
No, Betsy, stop slapping your butt.
No, Betsy, go harder.
Don't.
My big old butt.
Punishing your butt.
That's exciting.
So that means next round, the Descent monsters are going up against Carrie.
Oh that's
boy.
Good.
That's wild.
That's tough.
That's
we'll see
tough.
What
that's tough.
They're both.
They'd
like,
be a nightmare
like,
at Dave and Buster's.
Oh, yeah. Descent monsters would like try to play basketball and just like break the backboard with their force.
I would argue the Descent monsters would be just as bad as the sea of fuck boys that are there already.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Aggressively.
Remember going on like Friday night and people dressed in like clubbing clothes
ew.
and like looking to hook up. Ew. It was so weird.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, it was weird.
I had a friend of mine was like attacked in the bathroom there. It's like,
what?
It's basically the descent monsters already.
And you know, they only order like really sweet drinks. They're like, I got you an extra large Mai Tai Twister.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Here's your hurricane helmet.
Gross.
Now chug it.
Gross. And gentlemen.
Okay, here we go. Moving on.
Before we move on, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Fun, this is brought to you by JC himself.
One of our proud sponsors, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Nazareth.
It's hard to say, sorry.
Remember him this holiday season.
Tis the
season. Or not. He's cool either way. Because he says in 2018, he's going even splitsies.
Cowabungas, everyone.
Whatever you want. Cowabungas.
Cowabungas.
Cowabungas. Ta-na-na-na.
Cowabunga.
We are ready to move along,
cowabunga,
aren't we?
Who's up
next,
we
are.
We have Kayako Saiki. I am butchering her name, but she is the Grudge Girl.
Grudge Girl.
Grudge Girl. Grudge Girl.
And she is scary. She's direct.
Ooh,
and
yeah,
she's wearing a soiled white dress.
And she makes horrifying things happen to you.
Yeah.
Like coughing up or like a bunch of hair coming out of your mouth. That's horrifying.
Yeah, I mean, that's gross.
That's a con that almost automatically disqualifies me.
Yeah.
It's like, if I have
that
to pull,
is so gross.
If I have to pull 5 feet of hair out of my throat,
I'm done.
Oh, God.
I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Think of how you feel when you pull a hair out of your mouth.
Yuck.
Now imagine pulling a ponytail.
I can't.
Like,
imagine
if you accidentally swallowed Mono's ponytail.
Yeah.
Ew.
Imagine the ponytail that I keep on me at all times, not the one on my head.
No, you keep in your pocket.
Yeah.
It's like 20 feet long.
Yeah. I have to keep it on me.
Your high school English teacher's ponytail that you keep.
Yes.
In the trench coat you wear.
Mr. Murchison's ponytail. What's your point?
What's
Nothing.
Your point?
So, yeah.
Okay,
so she is the result of a curse. She was wronged.
Yeah.
Fell in love with her college professor. I mean, she was a housewife first. She fell in love with a college professor.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
recall that.
Okay.
Obsessed over him. Wrote about him in her diary constantly.
Okay.
Scary. This is cons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, her husband discovered the diary, thought, believing that she was having an affair.
Yes.
He, brutally murdered her and then drowned her son.
Jeez yeah. Louise, Oof. Who is the cat boy, right?
Yeah. Along with the cat. So he drowned the cat.
Oh,
so he drowned
God.
The cat. He drowned the cat boy. He drowned his wife. So she's been grudged.
No, she's been grudged.
Jeez Louise.
Oh,
what a bad.
That's sympathetic.
What a bummer for
so
her.
So he fucking sucked.
He yeah. sucked.
So she fell in love with this new guy because he seemed like a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then that's her story. So
yeah.
now she, anyone who comes into her house, I guess she wrongs.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say, so first of all, she has, she's very sympathetic
yes.
and we've all been
a
there.
Sad story.
She probably reads a lot of RuPaul because like RuPaul, she understands like sometimes you got to feel the bad feelings to get to a good place.
Good place. I mean, if she's into RuPaul, that's a big seller for me.
That's a big seller for me. And I'm going to go ahead and project that. Here's the thing we can say certainly though.
Yeah.
She lives in Tokyo or near Tokyo or is it where in Japan?
I think.
That Tokyo is fun.
Tokyo is fucking rad.
So, I mean, hey, Kayako, let's go hang out at the house you own in Tokyo.
Yeah, but remember, the second you set foot in her house, you will be grudged.
Oh, shoot.
So that's
even if she's into you, you will be grudged?
I think so. I think it's not up to her.
Okay.
I think because the Ju-on is so strong that
of course.
If you step in, so that would mean you would have to always stay at your place.
Okay.
So would you be okay dating someone or hooking up if it always had to be at your house?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pro.
Yeah.
I don't have
would.
To go anywhere.
That's
yeah.
fine. That's
Imagine
fine.
It's like 1 a.m. and she texts. She's like, and you're like, yeah, come on over.
Up.
And the subtitle says up.
I like that a lot.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm up. I'm watching a horror movie. Come on by. Mm-hmm. Let's hang out.
Okay.
And then it's gone.
That's true.
That's true. It could be fun. It could
Tokyo's
be really nice.
Tokyo's very fun.
Could be very fun. I like Kayako. But also, she's going to put her fingers in my hair.
Yuck.
And I don't want that to happen. Yeah. I'm trying to wash my hair.
Also, and her son and cat. Will
probably
yeah.
be there.
So like while
Baggage.
You guys while you guys are in the bedroom
and like hissing.
Yeah.
Oh.
While you're in the bedroom getting it on, you would hear the kid like
nope.
meowing like a cat
nope.
and the cat would be hissing while
nope.
they're like you put on like I don't know, what do kids watch? TV? You'd have TV.
What do kids watch? TV? I mean, YouTube?
YouTube would be on. They'd be watching fucking PewDiePie and meowing like a cat.
And asking you questions about Jake Paul.
They'd be talking about Jake Paul.
I hate that.
I mean, we can move on.
We have to go to the next one.
I know my choice.
But keep in mind, this could just be a bad first date. A bad first date.
But that's an awful first date.
I know. Okay.
Kids and cats.
So
and YouTube.
Okay, yeah, I know.
I know which of those three bother me the most.
I know.
I may not vote for her based off YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
So
okay.
Who's she up against?
She's up against the thing.
Yeah, I mean, you
Betsy,
already know.
Hear the tournament out. You got to hear this out.
I am listening.
Okay, so the thing. The thing
Betsy
is an alien.
A giant billboard that says the thing behind her right now.
The thing is an alien, so we know it's already a fan of our podcast. That's exciting.
Yep. Yes.
Galaxy's number one horror comedy.
The thing is completely.
It can be anyone.
It can be anyone. The thing.
It can be hunky Kurt Russell.
But the thing always gets you.
The thing always gets you.
Yeah.
The thing is terrifying to me.
Horrifying.
It's all.
Yeah, no, just the stuff it can make you be.
Yeah.
I will say a big bummer is the thing doesn't mind hurting animals.
Yeah,
that's a big old bummer.
But at that point, like when it, because they're scared when the transformation happens.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if they stay. Well, I mean,
so
that's
you
the thing.
Die.
It feels all like fear based.
Yeah.
It's frantic, which I understand. It's on a strange planet.
Yeah, it's trying to survive.
Yeah.
And it's making moves that it needs to make. That kind of like, it's crazy when you think about the movie that way.
Yeah.
That it's just a movie about a thing trying to survive and get away.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it will take over the world, but that's not its fault. A lot of its stuff is fear-based to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I never see the thing chill.
Yeah, that's true. But what if, like, you were able to find it a good body and be like, just hang out in there?
Mm-hmm.
I think we could woo the thing into being chill.
Yeah, because when he is other things, he talks. He's normal.
He talks.
Yeah.
He plays games.
He loves rock and roll.
He loves rock and roll. Roller skating. Like, come on. Loves drinking beer. The thing is cool.
Now, here's a dirtier question.
Yeah.
If the thing, you know, becomes a couple of people, you have a Saturday night, open a glass of wine,
one glass of wine.
I'll open one glass.
All three of you put a straw into it. Take sips.
I guess like what I'm orgy? Saying, can you have an orgy?
Hell yeah, you can.
So you can kind of
Milo,
have...
you can have an orgy whenever you want.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying like that could be like, that's just like, you know, if we're just keeping that in mind, that's like a fun adventurous side of the thing.
Yes.
That's a fun adventure.
Yeah.
Potentially. What do you think? Or do you think that leads to an immediate demise?
I'm hooking up with the thing.
Uh-huh.
And I go in my bathroom, my roommate's all bloody in the bathtub. And I'm like, did you fucking thing my roommate?
That would suck. You would have to talk to the thing and be like, hey, please don't thing my roommate. And please don't turn in this to the spider thing.
Yeah. Oh,
Turn into whatever else. I don't like that creepy crawly.
Please do not like disembody your head, have legs grow out of the neck. Mm-mm. And crawl around.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
What if, though, oh, God, you could travel with the thing? Like, could you essentially be like, hey, the thing, let's go to London for New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just buy one ticket, hop into my body.
Oh, that you could save a lot of money.
And then I can transfer
to
somebody else.
You go to a lot
of
buffets too.
Tons of buffets. I'm eating for two.
Yeah.
One is a fucking alien, so that could equal I'm eating for 60. We don't know.
Possible con though, he likes all the weird stuff at the buffet.
Gross.
Like, get the pickled fish.
Gross.
He's
gross.
A bunch of pickled fish.
Ew.
And then he's breathing on you while you're doing it.
Ask if they have dog meat.
The thing's
fuck
gross.
You, thing.
No, fuck off.
Well, I think I'm about ready to vote, but I don't want to vote first. I feel like, Adam, I think, do you want to vote first or do you don't want to vote
I'll
first?
I'll vote first. I do not mind. Here's the thing. I love the thing.
Yes.
In theory.
Uh-huh.
I would be afraid he would thing me.
Well, this is an interesting one where both of them are problematic.
God, yeah. And then the baggage...
I'm voting for the thing.
I'm voting for
Hands
the thing.
Down. That
Sorry
the thing
to,
makes
to
me
invalidate
horny.
Invalidate you voting
Sorry,
first.
Sorry, yeah, we destroyed you.
Do you want to go first, Adam? Here are our thoughts. Yeah.
Sorry, Adam. Sorry.
What were you going to say?
The thing. It's unanimous. Let's do the thing. That's it.
What?
I can't deal with the kid, the cat.
Hair, the kid, the cat.
Because because she could, like, leave him at the house.
Yeah.
I don't ever set foot in the house. I'm not getting grudged.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. I do think she's pretty, so there's that.
Yeah. Sure.
She, like, knows love.
But sure. The thing could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm still worried about him thinging me, but I'm going to go with him. Let's say he agrees not to thing me. The yeah. thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a normal. He can talk.
What if it's, though, you have to find him people to thing?
Oh.
No. It's off.
Then no.
That would be tough. No. I would give him mono in a heartbeat.
There's no horny bull. Ultimately, it feels wrong to say, but I'm going to say it. Horny bull, we wouldn't be doing the horny bull justice if the thing did not advance. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. It's the thing.
It's the thing. It has to go.
Yeah.
All the way.
And it would certainly defeat Kayako.
You'd think?
Yes.
You'd think he has to go all the way. I don't think he has an easy chance.
Okay.
I think there's enough contenders in this, but the thing advance to the second round.
At least the second round.
Okay. We did it.
Good job.
The thing made it to the second round. They're still playing.
Whoa.
Help us.
No. We're going to
Venga
Ibiza.
Venga Boys, you push those keys until they bleed.
Back to the island.
Okay. We have.
Let's hear it.
I see Pazuzu warming up her shoulders the way a boxing coach would.
Oh, you're gonna do great, Reagan. All you gotta do is just spin your head and
your mother sucks cocks in hell. Say that, Reagan.
We have Reagan McNeil.
Oh, yeah.
A sick little girl.
And also a strong, independent woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me.
Her story does not end on The Exorcist.
It continues on Foxes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the Fox television show.
Sure. Yeah. And there, much like, yeah, with her grown up.
Shout out to Hannah Kasulka. You were amazing.
You were amazing in that show. Congrats.
She was so good.
I love Breeze, too.
Let's talk about Reagan McNeil.
Reagan.
She throws up a lot.
Gross.
I'm
out.
Betsy, wait.
I'm out.
So she throws up a lot. She is down to flouts.
A creepy little girl.
Yes. She's a creepy little girl. And like,
that's tough.
That's really tough.
That's tough for me to be excited about.
Yeah, that's true.
See, to get around the little girl thing.
Yeah.
I was even just thinking of like a horror. Like, that's so scary to me.
It's a terrifying
Children
thing.
Children are so scary to me. But that's also a good thing in the horny bowl.
Right.
Is how scary. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go.
Reagan is just a human who has been entered. Like, she's been fully possessed. Like, how do we, I guess what my question is, if we continue to, let's say, even hang out with Reagan, are we going to get to know her, or are we only getting to know Beelzebub, the Dark Lord, beneath?
I think you get to know both.
Okay.
Okay, so you like kind of get two friendships out of one.
Two friends out of one. You're dating two people at once with
this. Got it. Okay, that could be a pro, that could be a con.
I feel like just too much. This is too much.
This is too damn much.
This is too much. Too damn much for me to handle.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're bringing religious stuff in this too then. So you're like, you're trying to hook up with someone and be horny, but then you're also thinking about the weight of spirituality.
Yeah.
That's
where it's like
too much
heaven and hell.
Me.
You need to have priests come by for like help with stuff theoretically.
I don't want to be involved in that.
Yeah. It's a little harder for me because I'm like, I come from a Greek Orthodox family and I'm not necessarily the most religious person in the world at all. But what I'm saying is my family is so entangled with these religious cultural traditions that it would be very hard for me to separate the two.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, me too. My parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it would be very tough.
Yeah.
And me being very anti-religion, it would be so hard for me to have a priest hanging out all the time.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Just a fun sponge.
Just so you know, God is watching you. God will make sure. I was like, don't get out of here,
this
is a horny bowl, dude. I'm trying to be horny.
Get out of here, bro.
I also
remind
think
me of the weight of my mortality.
Would Reagan ever play like games with you? You know what I mean? Like, how is she in a game of celebrity?
Well, I mean, I think she's funny. There was that one time her mom was having a party and she climbed down the stairs on her hand and knees and pissed herself.
Yeah.
That's a pretty funny bit.
That could be funny.
Like someone's having a fancy cocktail party and you walk down the stairs and piss yourself.
Yeah.
I think it's funny if you're not attached to it, though. Like, if you happen to know, like, it would be so sad. It would be fucked up if you, like, even if you were dating this little girl.
Uh-huh.
Go on, Betsy. If I was dating this little girl, I would what?
You would be embarrassed for that.
Yeah.
Even though it's very funny.
Yeah. A lot of pea soup. You have to tie her down a lot.
Yeah. Too much work.
There's a lot of work.
She makes the room too cold.
This is too much work.
Yeah.
Like really quick, just a couple pros.
Yeah,
seems very sweet.
Yes.
Like super and easy to talk to.
Sympathetic. Like sympathetic. She can't help it.
And owns her sexuality. So that can be a pro. That can be a pro. Okay, so we have to move on. Just for the sake of covering all of our bases, our final person going up against Reagan, the strangers.
God.
So
these fucking assholes.
Mysterious, they're assholes.
They wear horrifying masks. They come in because you're home. Mm-hmm. They got that patient. That kind of it follows patient quality about them.
Yeah. Sure,
they're very willing to just stand back and see what happens.
Yes, and once again, they seem organized and well planned.
Sure,
but also kind of in the moment, like Billy Loomis, of like kind of in the moment, we'll take care of stuff, but also has a plan.
Yeah. They enter the background a lot. They're kind of just hanging out in the background.
I'll say they in that movie, there are some of the best scares just in the background that like really floored me.
Yeah, floored
me.
Of
seeing them like just come out of the dark, but then nobody else seeing them.
They're actually trendsetters. I want to say they started it or they reminded the horror world.
The only good scare in Remember the Gallows?
Uh-huh.
Was that one, which was pretty much a stranger scare of like the slow reveal out of the dark shadows of whatever that thing was.
The one shining light in the film, The Gallows.
So they like adventure. They're very spontaneous. They literally just drive around looking for something to do or
kill. And that's kind of fun. You know, it kind of brings you back to those days of like, of being young and driving and just like, what are we going to do? We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
That's so fun. I miss those days. So that might be fun.
I do too. That could be fun. You also get a few friends.
You get a few friends.
Three for the price of one.
Three for the price of one. I like that a lot. The masks are a little bit of a con.
Yucky.
I don't like the masks.
For me,
I want to see what's happening underneath there.
Also, like, games can be fun, but can get old.
Yes.
It's like, I want to know that they're also willing to just be like, let's be straightforward.
Yeah.
If we're hooking up, I don't want to have to find you.
Yeah.
I don't want to follow a series of riddles and clues or whatever you would put out there. And then I go into a room and I see your little buddy staring at me out at the window. It's like, all right, where are you at?
And it is that thing of like, can you turn it off?
Yeah.
Is it constantly like, wouldn't you like to know? And it's like, yeah, I would.
Uh-huh.
I would like to know. Tell me, please. We have to move forward. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
I also
you'll find out in time. Just fucking tell me.
Just tell me. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I love you, darling.
I love you, darling.
They also are pro-gun.
Yucky.
Ooh.
Yucky.
Ooh.
Yucky.
Yeah,
and
that's
you
a
know
bummer.
They're the, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very big time bummer.
Yeah. They definitely go to the voting booth and, you know, have their voice heard.
God.
So that's kind of a bummer.
That's a big time bummer for me.
And they're not sexy.
No.
Neither of these contestants are sexy.
With masks
this is more
on, maybe not, but like mask off, Dollface is a babe.
Oh, yeah.
Dollface is a babe.
You love Dollface?
Do we see her with her mask off?
Do you see her with her mask off?
I mean, they all pull it off.
At the end?
But you don't see them, though.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
Okay, so we have to vote.
But then you also have to, like, hook up with her dad or whatever he is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's that.
I hope it's not her dad.
We can't know it.
All right, let's vote.
Okay.
This is my hardest. Do you want to go?
I think I have mine. I'm going to go the strangers. Reagan... is just too much for me.
It's too upsetting.
Too much work for me.
Too upsetting.
I don't want religion like that in my life. I just, too much for me. So I'm going to go with the strangers. Ugh. That's a hard, this is a very hard one.
Do you want me to go or do you want you to go?
I will go with, see that religion stuff's hard for me too. It's like, if this is a horny bowl, I don't want to think about religion right now.
No.
I want to think about the dirty teeth.
I know.
So I'm going to go with, Los Strangers.
Me too.
Unanimous, the strangers.
The strangers. So we don't have to talk about horniness with the little girl.
The whole time I was going off of her in Exorcist too. So I was safe.
Good.
Where she's already gotten rid of the demon and she's, but then that's in the past. So it's going to come back always.
Oh yeah, always.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah.
So interestingly and totally surprisingly, we have the thing going against the stranger.
Oh my God.
Holy
That's the end of the
shit.
Second half.
Woo.
So let's read all our winners now. Now we're at the second part of the Horny Bowl.
Yeah,
where
we
it's
are.
The head to head of the champs. Up first, we have, of course, we have Bram Stoker's Dracula versus Greta, the lipstick gremlin.
Then we got the old lady from It Follows versus our favorite snowman, Jack Frost.
Woo.
Then we have the Descent Monsters up against Carrie White.
Ooh. Yeah.
And then, of course, we have The Thing versus The Stranger.
A battle of the
Holy shit, son of a bitch. This is a good horny bowl. Ladies and gentlemen. We're going Brazil.
Oi. Every bitty party. Everybody.
Every bitty party.
Hey, you drinking Aussie spray.
You drinking Aussie spray. You drink an Aussie spray.
Ow, yuck.
Don't go anywhere near fire with that in your mouth.
Doesn't it taste good then?
It tastes good, and it makes your hair stay in place.
All right, yeah.
Perfect.
Eat that's the chicken.
Oh, horsey.
Horsey the horse.
I gotta go.
Bye, horsey.
Came and went.
All right,
wow.
Here we
here
go.
We are
at the final eight, semifinals, quarterfinals, whatever.
Semifinals before the finals?
Quarter.
I thought it was a quarter, then semi.
I don't know.
I don't give an F.
You're the NCAA
now
bracket
it's
head.
Eight last.
I am a big bracket head. You know I love MJ, Michael Jackson.
Love him.
He did appear during the halftime show. It was in the fourth hour.
In the fourth hour, he did appear. Did not find his treasure.
No, unfortunately, he did not find his treasure. But he continued to dance about as the Venga Boys performed.
And as soon as the music stopped, he fell hard.
Jonathan Silverman did try to come to his rescue.
Yeah.
But he was too little too late.
He couldn't get through security because no one believed who he was.
I know. No one believed who he was. They just said, you're just a medium height man.
Folks,
okay.
our first.
Who line. We going? Who we got?
Bram Stoker's Dracula
versus
Greta, the lipstick gremlin.
This is a fun. This is gonna be a tough one.
Yeah.
This
so
is
let's
fun.
Do it. Let's hear it out. So Dracula's big selling point was like how I mean he's undeniably sexy, but then so again is Greta.
Yeah.
This is like this is probably the sexiest head to head we got.
I gotta say,
I agree.
Shit. I feel Greta would be more fun than Dracula. I think he's a little bit more serious. But is that that's okay sometimes to have a little bit more serious to a more fun person? Or do you want too fun? I don't know.
Well, what kind of lifestyle do you want? Do you want to live in a giant haunted mansion?
Ooh.
Because if so, Dracula might be for you.
Yeah.
Or do you want to live with people? People.
Are you okay living in a commune?
Ooh,
right.
That's a commune full of like little gremlins, huh?
Yeah.
Yikes, that sounds like a lot, but a haunted, a spooky castle, that sounds cold.
To me, living with Greta and the gremlins would be like living constantly in the video for Fight for Your Right to Party.
Oh, right. Shit.
Oh,
it would be that nonstop.
Which I feel like in college and high school, I'd be like, I can handle that. But now I'm like, no. God, no.
Well, I have a question, like, does Greta get mad if you decide to microwave or blend one of the gremlins? Or is she like, oh,
no,
whatever?
They love when one of them gets hurt. Like, when one of them gets hurt or dies, they all laugh together.
They do laugh.
Which is kind of a fun, like, they're having fun.
Yeah.
They're having a fun life.
Yeah, they are having a good time. I think you might have more overall fun with Greta.
I do too. Which is all I want in my life.
And I feel like Eva, it might be worth the headaches here and there.
Yeah.
Might not be so bad. But
Dracula.
Dracula has a lot of more to talk about. Does Greta talk?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like there's a scene where, yeah.
They've been, because then Stripe talks too. It's like,
yeah.
They've been genetically modified to the point they've become articulate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the bad guy has like a British accent.
Yes. I will say though, like, it would be fun to talk to Dracula about all the people he's met.
Yeah. His whole life.
His whole thing. And, you know, with that, he's good at adapting to the times.
Yes.
That's a good thing where I don't know if Greta is.
No. Well, I'm telling you, with her, it's going to be a party nonstop. It's like
which is kind of fun, but also I don't think my body can handle it anymore.
Yeah.
Anymore. Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to be drunk and partying hard to love what the Gremlins were all about.
Right.
But then I'd also be trying to work.
Right. Yeah.
And also there's something sexy to me about, because guys, it's a horny bowl. Like, let's say we go off to like a fuck weekend and it's like, there's
you
gonna
and
be
the
parts,
Gremlins?
Me and
Greta.
Let's say either of them.
Oh, okay.
So Dracula or Greta, you go out for a fuck weekend and like, you're done with what you're doing. Cool.
Sure.
You're and
now we're like routine fuck weekend.
Let's say a routine fuck weekend. Say we got a place at the coast. We're like just sitting next, like listening to waves. And I want to have a fire and read a book.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
It's very Greta. Sexy to like look over and see someone calmly just being by themselves or being
right.
Themselves. Imagine Dracula doing that versus Greta.
Yep.
Huh.
I have my vote.
And I'll say this before we vote. I just have to say this because I just thought about this.
Please.
With Dracula, you only eat after midnight. With Greta, you can't eat after midnight. So you can't
huge.
Go to Taco Bell with Greta for fourth meal.
I'm out.
You can't.
And also, Betsy, no.
While Drac is in his coffin, I'm eating whatever I want.
Right.
And you can get work done and stuff. Oh, and I'm sure Dracula would love to come to a comedy show and everything.
Oh, gosh, this is hard. Okay, do you have your vote?
Also, he doesn't eat. So whenever you are hungry, it's, hey, babe, whatever you want.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Dracula.
Right. Dracula.
I was going to say, I'm going to say Greta. Just to show, well, first of all, I had a passion for Greta, but also just to show how evenly matched they are.
Yeah.
Like they truly are. They're both amazing. And
yeah.
I think I would have a lot of fun with her family, but I agree. I'm very happy that Dracula's winning.
Yeah. Okay.
Dracula.
Dracula wins, man.
Dracula.
Lord of
Darkness. Made it into the final four. Dracula.
Dracula. I am Dracula. Which brings us to our next match.
Where we at? Who we got? What do we got?
Who's up, Mono?
Old It Follows, lady. With Jack Frost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
This is wild.
Well, now I'm going to keep writing that. Who would be more fun?
Uh-huh.
And I think it's Jack Frost, to me, would be more fun.
Uh-huh.
Because It Follows, I feel, you are running away from It Follows a lot.
No, but if you fuck, if you keep fucking in the circle,
people,
do you have to run away from It Follows? Because if you keep fucking and then fucking and then fucking.
Here's the thing I didn't think about earlier during our head-to-head that I'm just now realizing.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you.
So let's say I'm with the It Follows lady, old lady. Mm-hmm. In this relationship, I have to go fuck everybody in the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
So like I'm constantly doing that for the sake of our relationship.
For the sake of your relationship.
Right.
Yes. And does it talk?
No.
Oh, it doesn't talk.
No. It's got nothing to
Whereas
say.
Jack Frost says very funny things.
But Jack Frost is also willful. Okay. Here's the thing about Jack Frost is Jack Frost would always pick the movie. Like Jack Frost would be like, we're going to watch this. And you'd be like, oh, but like, okay. Like on the one hand, I like when people make choices, but on the other hand,
we're going to watch Stuck on You again.
Again.
You're goddamn right. It's fucking funny.
Fucking Damon and whoever else is in it is great.
Yeah. I mean, Jack Frost has such memorable jokes as I said, who's there? And Jack Frost says, well, it ain't fucking Frosty.
And also, reforming himself in a distorted way, he says, look, Ma, I'm Picasso. Oh, and then after he kills Shannon Elizabeth, he goes, looks like Christmas came a little early this year.
Wow.
Well, I hope it was good for you, honey. Oh, I must remember to send flowers.
Oh, God.
Gosh, I only axed you for a smoke. Okay, guys, I made up my mind.
You made up your mind on puns.
You made your horny. You made up your mind on puns. For some bad puns.
I am a little, I'm hesitant. I think I have my vote. Well, before I'll say that, I just want to say that, like, I like that It Follows can keep things fresh and can change forms.
That is fun.
Sure.
That's
Whereas
fine.
Whereas Jack,
me.
I mean, yeah, Jack can
I
turn
can
into
in
a
water
puddle.
Or ice.
He could turn
little
into like
ice.
I'm sticking to my guns, is what I'll say.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Do you want my? I'm voting for It Follows.
Okay.
Because Jack Frost is cold and he's going to make the bed cold.
I'm voting for Jack Frost because I think he'll be more fun than It Follows. Okay. And he says funny things like Christmas came a little early this year.
Okay. Adam, you have to break it.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
I know.
This is the hardest decision.
Tough.
I'll tell you what's racking my brain, guys.
Okay.
Is at the end of the day, It Follows is going to kill me. Yeah.
Yeah. No, then, unless, what if you keep fucking, you don't die?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying at the end of the day, I'm going to get to a point. Because here's
the thing. They both will.
The fucking or.
Jack also kills.
But
it's going to kill me. Because the thing is, I'm going to get to an age where I can't go around fucking.
Okay.
This is maybe the hardest thing I've ever had to admit.
Wow, interesting. I like this. This is deep. I like this.
And I've admitted to horrible crimes, but this is the worst thing I've
horrible
ever...
Horrible crimes.
Horrible crimes.
Grand Theft Auto.
At a certain point, like, even mentally, I might be over it and be like, all right, just kill me. And that's, like, the end of the relationship, and also I'm dead. But Jack Frost, it's going to be irritating. But it's something of, like, maybe if I'm around him enough, I'd see the good in him and would fall in love with him. Where it's like, I love you in spite of your downside.
Okay.
Fuck, man, I think I gotta go with Jack Frost.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Twice in a row, I get voted down.
Well,
no, I honor your truth.
Betsy,
but
those sunglasses got on your head out of nowhere. Betsy was wearing shades because she won.
That is very funny.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm gonna stick to my guns and just to show consistency, not because I'm mad. He is cold. So good luck being cold with your cold boyfriend all cold night long.
All right. We got to move on to our next round, man. We're going to be cold, Mono.
Okay.
I'm excited
cold.
To be cold.
Yeah. Letting him.
You love cold.
Okay. I love cold.
Yeah. Cold never bothered you anyway.
Cold never bothered me anyway. Slam.
Slam. Okay.
Slam
so
that door.
Next, we have the Descent Monsters.
Oh, shit.
The Carrie Watt.
Fuck,
oh
dude.
Yeah.
This is hard.
Yeah, this is wild.
Okay. The Descent Monsters, the Carrie Watt.
Yes.
Fuck. This is really tough.
This is tough. Both are very powerful. The Descent Monsters aren't... It's interesting because I haven't thought this thought until just now. Descent Monsters are not paranormal per se.
No.
They're evolutionarily amazing.
They could truly exist somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
They decided one year to go into a cave and just live. And then they evolved as you would if your life was built around a cave.
Yeah.
So they've become perfect for where they live. They cannot leave that cave. I got to make this clear. They cannot watch Coco. Well,
that's
they
true.
They can try, but it would suck.
It would suck.
Right.
It would really suck.
Yeah. But
Whereas
they have a lot
I
of
think
real estate.
Carrie could go watch Coco.
She could. She'd
and
love
I
it.
And I think she would love it.
She'd love it. She'd even be okay if you're like, hey, is it cool if we don't see this in 3D?
Yes.
Like, yeah, that's great. That's
absolutely.
Fine.
Absolutely.
But also, if you want it to be 3D, I can use my little mind powers to make it pop out at you.
Yeah.
Great.
That's fun.
Carrie has mind powers. Great pranks at the Grove with Carrie.
Yeah, that's very fun.
And imagine having sex with someone who has telekinetic abilities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Anything can move anywhere.
She just shoves shit up your butt.
But I should remember.
That's what she does with her telekinetic ability. Something she can do with her hands.
But remember, Descent Monsters are going to come
gonna,
you clear.
She... Yeah, you're going to get come clear with the Descent Monsters.
They could come you so hard, you get telekinetic powers.
Oh, they don't like, instead of L. Ron Hubbard, L. Ron Humpered.
L. Ron Chubbard.
Oh.
Instead of.
Cut to Betsy.
That's the
being
best setup I had
for
that was
oh,
instead
no.
of. Oh,
I'm
no.
Terrified.
I can't stop thinking about Carrie, like you said, using her powers to put things in you. That she would do that
put
sharp
in you.
Look that she does where she like looks over quickly at a counter.
Yeah.
And there's like a dildo and then looks very quickly at your butt.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
It's like, whoa. So let's make a choice.
I have Shit, my choice, tough. Personally.
Do you want me to start while you guys think about it?
Yeah, that's fair. And we cut you off.
Yeah. You guys just scream our
scream what you want over it, and then I just politely vote with whatever you pick. Carrie White. Carrie White wins.
I am going to vote then next because I think it keeps things interesting.
Let's hear it.
I'm voting for Descent Monsters.
Oh,
because I'm voting
shit.
With my dick.
You are voting with your
this
dick.
This could be failed. This is literally, I'm just as guilty as a man who picks his first bride solely on looks. And I should be ashamed of myself, but I just can't help myself.
No, it's fine.
That's
it's
my
fine.
Vote.
It's, you don't need, fine.
It's a horny bowl. It's not a logic bowl.
Yeah, we don't want to know why.
Yeah. Gross.
Okay, fuck. This is really tough for me.
This is a hard one.
This is really hard.
We believe you. We trust in you no matter what. They're both fantastic choices. They're both really great.
I think if I could, and I feel I might be able to chill Carrie out, we could have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like pranking people in the Grove, making their pants fall down, mm-hmm. and pushing them in a fountain.
Sure.
Love that idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Carrie. I'm going to go Carrie. Mono, shut down three times in a row.
Is this the third time in a row. Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, my voice is not being heard.
Mono, what? What?
All I hear is,
I'm sticking to my guns. Gosh, I'm being voted down for the third time, but that's okay. That's okay. Okay. I'm still going to sneak away to the cave, guys. Sorry about it.
Have fun.
It's going to be a great weekend in the Blood Lake.
Was the decider for you, just out of curiosity?
I think it would just be easier and more fun with Carrie.
Yeah.
I think everything would just be a little bit easier. Like, yeah. I don't have to go spelunking to get
that's
to them.
That's true.
Like,
I didn't even think.
As much as a blood bath hot tub sounds great, it's not for me.
Yeah, it's not for you.
You know, I don't think I could do it.
I've stayed at a cabin with you that did have a hot tub and you didn't touch it once.
I did not touch it once.
So it's not a selling point to
it's
you.
It's just not a
thing
for me.
I'll just have a routine fuck weekend.
Imagine if someone has telekinetic ability, yeah. they could levitate you up in the air.
Yes.
Stand beneath you and suck your dick.
Just spin you around.
Spin you around. Like they don't even move.
You'll spin me right round, baby, right round,
Carrie White, right round.
You spin me right round, Carrie, right round. Wait a second, is this Coca-Cola 2?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, right. We fucking hate Coca-Cola 2 now.
Yeah, fuck off.
Fuck
Thanks
you.
For sponsoring the first
Thank
one,
you.
But now.
But now.
Oh, Bud Light 2.
It's Budweiser 2.
Oh, shoot.
Budweiser 2.
Oh, Did fuck you, Coke 2.
Yeah, fuck you, Coke 2. We love you, Budweiser 2.
You forgot who gave us $10 million.
I did. I'm sorry.
Mono, you're wearing only Bud Light 2.
I know.
Pajamas
with the button.
I have that tattoo on my forehead of Bud Light 2. Damn. You gave us $10 million.
Worth it.
Which oh, well, I'm enjoying this delicious RC Cola because I remember it.
Yeah.
RC Cola, never forget the taste.
Good luck getting those bubbles out of your nose and good luck
this
getting
one, yeah.
out of your head.
I know.
This matchup we're about to see, which
is
the battle of the thes.
The
thing versus the strangers.
Wow. Ooh.
This is so hard.
They both get in your head.
This is a tough one.
They both get in your head. One more physically, one more figuratively.
Yeah.
Right?
This is a really tough one.
This one's really tough.
One is doing what they're doing to survive.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is a hard thing to get mad at.
Yeah.
The other is doing it just because
they're shitheads.
Just because
they're shitheads. Yeah.
So.
Huh.
And they're going to keep doing it.
And they're going
Next
to
time
keep
will be
doing
easier.
It. They're going to keep doing it.
I just remember that.
Yeah. One
yeah.
of their last lines.
They killed Liv Tyler, which is rude.
Oh, they left.
I thought
oh,
she survived.
Oh, they kill Scott Speedman.
They kill
yeah.
Scott
Even ruder.
And they stab her up, but then she screams. She like comes back to life.
Help.
Yeah, yeah. Where did Scott
Help.
Come? Where did he go to? Anyway,
I don't know. He's
on the floor.
Cute.
He's tight.
Great. He was great in Underworld, too.
Oh.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So okay,
this isn't about Scott Speedman.
No,
he would win.
Not, unfortunately,
he would win everything.
The thing. Now, the thing. What is your life with the thing? I can't help but wonder that life with the thing is finite. It feels like things come to an end pretty quickly.
That's true.
Or when you are part of the thing, do you become part of the thing and you just go infecting people for years and years to come?
I think I'll help spread it. Because now here's the thing. If you're hanging out with the strangers, do you then have to join them in doing this shit?
Yeah. That's a deciding factor.
I don't
want to
do that.
That's a huge thing. I don't want to do that.
That truck sucks.
I don't want to sing people, and I don't want to hurt anyone in their house.
I don't want to either, but I think I'd rather sing people.
I think I'd rather sing people.
Because the thing, if I have to sing someone, it's like a survival thing versus just, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Which kind of implies like
shitty, quirky,
shitty, like millennial attitude.
Yeah. This is awkward.
You also either have to squeeze in the front seat of that shitty old Chevy truck.
Gross. Yeah.
Or sit in the back.
Gross.
And I'll sit in the back
fucking
of Dollface.
Gross.
Yeah. That's almost what did it for me. Hey, that almost did it for
me. The truck.
The truck.
Yeah. It's a dirty truck. Fuck it. I'm going the thing.
Me too.
The thing.
The thing.
The thing.
I didn't get downvoted.
Final four.
Oh, wait. Mana said the thing.
Gentlemen.
I said strangers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Oh, my God. Yeah. You guys, we are in our final four.
Wow.
Let's fucking get to it, y'all. So, in our final four, we have Dracula versus Jack Frost. And we've got Carrie versus the motherfucking thing.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Final four. You got it?
Hold it up,
sir.
All right, let's get, folks, as we know, the horny bullet's all downhill from here. So we have our final four. They're about to go head-to-head.
Here we go.
We're going to get right into it, wasting
our
time.
Dracula versus
Jack Frost.
Okay, here we go.
What?
Okay, here we go.
Do we just vote or do we talk a little?
We could talk a little bit and then just vote.
We could also say what we're thinking and then
Let's say
what
we're thinking.
Of this head-to-head, guys.
You already know my vote. I feel like I'm showing my cards, but you know my vote because I don't want to be cold.
I get that.
So that's my vote.
Even though that fucking castle you live in is cold.
Yeah, it's drafty as hell, but I got Marvin the Martian slippers.
I've seen you wear those.
You know what I mean?
I do love those slippers.
I also feel like there's a little bit more culture and traveling.
True.
I think he has some beautiful old place.
I think you're winning me over.
Yeah.
Leaning more towards Dracula.
Jack
anyway.
Frost don't have a house.
Jack Frost don't.
Listen, we all know as judges of a horny bowl, this is one of the hardest things a human being is ever tasked with.
Oh, yeah. We haven't slept for ages.
I haven't. And it shows. I look like shit. And here's why.
Okay.
Going into these horny bowls, you try to set aside your bias.
Right.
You have to. You have to be fair and impartial. It's part of being a judge.
Yeah.
You cannot let your feelings sway you.
No.
I fucking love Dracula.
Yeah.
I also can see his cons. I get it. In this head-to-head, I gotta go with Dracula.
Yeah.
I absolutely have to say Dracula.
Clean sweep Dracula.
Clean sweep Dracula. Dracula.
And to be exact, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Dracula. Bram Stoker.
Dracula. I want to get in that weird hair bun and see what's going on.
This
gonna be impossible.
Horny bowl guaranteed. I'm watching Bram Stoker's Dracula after you guys leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
To see it again.
It's a wild film.
It's wild.
They dig into the lore in a way that not a lot of movies do. Wow.
Okay, so now we have Carrie versus the Thing.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Oh,
this is really tough. This is really, really tough.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Let me think about this. Carrie versus the thing.
Gonna have more fun with Carrie.
You're gonna have more fun with Carrie. It's the thing. It is one of the best.
See, Betsy's dealing with what I had to deal with Dracula right now.
Yeah.
It's hard to put personal bias, opinion
it's
and
so hard.
Your heart aside to be honest. Who's gonna make you hornier? The Thing or Carrie White?
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Mana, do you have any feelings one way or another while we let Betsy stew in this?
Yeah, I personally
you have a choice. I think I know.
I have a choice. Okay, I have a choice, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I just can't get over the feeling that life with the thing would be so depressing. I can't get over it. I can't get the last frame of the movie out of my mind.
I know.
And you're all, did I take out the trash or did you take out the trash? And the camera pans out and you're like, who did it? And you're like, oh. And
I feel like she'd break a plate if she was that mad. I don't feel like she'd kill you.
Oh, I meant with the thing.
Oh, with the thing. Okay.
With the thing. I am going to vote for Carrie.
Fuck. You are too, huh? Adam is too.
I'm going with Carrie White.
I think I have to as well.
Oh my God.
I have to as well.
The it's matchup devastating.
Wow.
It's devastating, but once, I have to.
Once again, wow. And this is a big for Betsy because it's absolutely your favorite thing in the whole world.
Yeah, but it would suck.
Yeah.
It'd suck. A lot of it would suck.
It would suck. Like, compared with The Strangers, better because survival and not just me being a fucking asshole killing people.
Right.
But I feel with Carrie, I could chill her out and be like, let's just use this for good.
Yeah.
And funny.
Now, do we remember last time, was it Credence against who?
Norman Bates.
Oh.
So interesting that now both Horny Bowls have been human v. human.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Is that mean we're racist?
Yeah, we're species. Oh, no.
We're species.
We're species.
Shit.
Well, oh,
I mean,
man.
You could argue that Dracula ceased to be a human when he made his transformation, and he's now a monster because he does transform into a bat.
Same as Credence. You could argue she's not.
He transforms into like a gargoyle in that movie.
And I'll say both of these are a little bit more, not paranormal, but because Norman Bates was just crazy.
Yeah, just a dude with issues.
But
yeah.
we are species.
We're species. Interesting thing about this one is I don't know if it's the same, but I don't know if at the beginning I would say either of these would have made it to the end.
I could see maybe Carrie.
Here's the thing, man.
Or Dracula.
My boy Dracula, dude. I knew he'd do all right.
Yeah.
I did not expect him to go final round. I honestly thought Lipstick Gremlin would advance, but it didn't happen. So, folks, now we're staring down the barrel of Bram Stoker's Dracula against Carrie White.
Carrie!
This is one of the hardest choices I've ever had to make.
And you had to choose between your babies.
Yeah. I did. My six babies.
Yeah.
A man said, either pick one of them or they're all going away.
And they
all went away.
Dale, Amanda, Bunky, Torrance, Finn, and Twin.
Finn and Twin. We're not twins.
Not twins.
No.
Twin was a twin to what was the second
Bunky?
One? Bunky. But it did not matter. Guys, that was a hard choice.
That
this
was
is
hard.
Near impossible.
This is near impossible.
So goddamn hard.
Do I have to ask, just think about this before you choose, who is more sane? Who is more sane?
I think Carrie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because we know that Bram Stoker's Dracula is pretty jealous.
I mean, he made a pact to destroy people because they destroyed his love.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's continually going to buck religion, which is kind of cool, but also like fuck with society.
Where I think Carrie, it's like justifiable. What she did was kind of like, oh, because awful shit happened to you.
Yeah.
And this is her being so mad, like, and just not knowing how to control her powers.
So I have a pitch to you guys.
Okay.
Fuck.
One is a count, right?
Yeah.
With all the things that come from being a count.
Yeah.
Notoriety, money, wealth, power, actual, like, spiritual power and everything versus a very simple life.
Right. I thought about that.
Yeah. So it's like
that just, I think,
and Dracula's passion versus Carrie would probably be very passionate. But also with Carrie,
a lot of work.
This is going to be probably the most normal relationship we could have had out of the entire Horny Bowl. I think Carrie's going to be the most normal.
Yes.
Out of every contestant.
We did mention she falls fast, though.
Yes.
She falls fast.
She's falling.
I feel Dracula would give you a lot of like the Bachelorette types of dates of his helicopter.
And we're going to go watch the Cranberries sing a song to Only Us.
Only Us.
So we have a
zombie.
And that offends. The song offends Dracula and he leaves.
Change it to Dracula. Dracula. Dracula.
Yeah, that's why he was offended. Not because they were making fun of the undead, but because they weren't singing his name.
Well, he wasn't listening to the lyrics about World War I, but that's okay. Neither
but
here nor there.
He saw World War I. He could tell you what it was like.
God, I think.
Experience versus kind of naivete.
Yeah, because I do think, as fun as it could be with Carrie, it's going to be a lot of work to have to be like, oh, for the first 17 years of your life, your mom was nuts to you,
yeah.
And you didn't know, you don't know a thing, and now I gotta teach you stuff.
But she's dead now, even though her hand's coming out of the ground, her mom's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, like, you have to work on 17 years of bullshit being put into her head.
Yeah. Well, and then just to be devil's advocate, because that's what we have to do for the horny bowl.
We got to. This is why we all nothing took
classes. Nothing is stronger than the love of a lost, like, the love for a lost lover.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, we would always be second banana to, what was her name? Her fake name?
Elisabetta.
Elisabetta.
That's, oh, Elisabetta. Interesting.
So you're always.
That's true.
So he's, like, motivated by her.
Sure.
But also, would it then be kind of like, okay, you go deal with that. I'm going to chill out.
Yeah. And I know I'm number two to her.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that because
that's
our sex
nice
is great.
Just
we fly
up
everywhere.
Knowing and being like, that's fine.
Right. But if we're bringing independence into scope, to use a weird word, you're going to have a more.
So fucking weird.
You're going to have more independence with Dracula than Carrie. Carrie's like,
yes.
Always like, what are we doing
like,
today?
So what are we doing?
What are we doing today?
And
what
then think like sex wise, where you'd say to her, like, what do you want? And she'd be like, whatever. Or like, surprise.
I like you.
Well, tell me what you want.
And then she'd be like, oh, no.
No, yeah, but not that.
Whatever you like. Like coming to America. Yeah.
I think I have my mind made up.
My mind's made up, but that's me.
I say we all say it on the count of three.
Scream it on the count of three.
Okay.
Into the wind like in a never-ending story.
Okay.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
One.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the 2017
Winter
Horny Bowl 2.
Winter Solstice Horny Bowl 2.
We will release the Venga Boys after this. They are munching on a sweet snack.
Yes.
As we tell them they're about to get
free. And one is munching on the ginger dead man's cock.
Aww.
All right, here we go.
It's okay. You can cook them another one.
Go for it.
One, two, three.
Dracula!
Yay!
Dracula, ladies and gentlemen, Bram
unanimously
Stoker.
Unanimously Dracula.
By unanimous vote, Bram Stoker Dracula has won the Horny Bowl.
Wow.
That's
I cannot
awesome.
Believe it. I was ready to recuse myself from the vote because it was too biased, but I was able to put it to side.
You did it.
I let my decision be made based off what Betsy and Mana said. You guys swayed me with it.
What a fantastic.
So you were leaning towards Carrie earlier.
I really thought she might take it.
Yeah,
I do too.
I think she's such
but
a strong competitor.
When we were talking and that idea of like getting to travel and just really thinking about the two of them, I think Dracula would in the end be more of what I want.
Yeah. And he's just they're both very powerful. But he's powerful.
He's powerful with confidence.
Yeah.
That's whereas I feel she's like those moments of power she doesn't yet know.
Yeah, it's very Jean Grey.
Which is a bummer.
Doesn't know her own power yet.
I cannot believe this is the end of the Horny Bowl, too.
I can't either.
Guys, we did it.
I wonder if you disagree with us, please reach out to us and tell us where we effed up. Please.
Fight for your challenger.
Please.
Fight for your right
passion.
To party with Greta's family.
Make your own bracket. Show us. Send us pictures of what your bracket filled out would look like. Have these debates with your friends. Get a round of drinks and really
RC
hammer
Colas,
out the deals.
Get RC Colas. Colas.
Budweiser,
some Budweiser
2 as well. If you want to get that in you.
Get that Dusty Sage Pioneer Chicken.
Ooh, I got, yum. That's mother clucking good.
Ooh, and there's a new flavor coming out too. Don't just.
Cactus.
Pine. Cactus
pine
is
chicken.
The new flavor. 100% authentic Pioneer flavor here, guys.
Yes, that's true.
It's the best it is. Holy shit. Guys, we need to... God, we got to decompress.
We did it. We got to.
This is too much.
Holy shit. Let's go to the spa.
Let's go to the spa. Let's go to the bloodbath. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. In 10 more episodes, we give you the Horny Bowl 3.
Holy shit.
So hopefully your mind can prepare now. Tell us
space.
Who you want.
Yeah.
In the Horny Bowl. We'll add the name to the hat of 17.
Yeah, we will. We'll
maybe
watch it.
If we have enough submissions, we'll do only fan hat.
That would be fun.
If we have enough.
We need 16.
So sound off.
We need 16 at least.
So at least 16 of you tell us who you are. Guys, this is it. Thank you so much for listening to Horny Bowl 2.
We love you.
We love you so much. Reach
Thank
out
you.
To us online. Until next time, I'm Adam.
I'm Betsy.
And I'm Monai. From Australia.
Stay horny.
Nar.
Back to the island.